This episode of Munchkin Land is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. For literally pennies a day, you can support what we do, creating new content for you, and in return, you get some bonus content, too. Point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Thank you. Thank you so much for your support. Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game where... God dang it, people. I'm just going to come right out and say this. This is an episode you should not be listening to. Unfortunately, you did not listen to us the last time when we said, don't listen to this episode. And so many of you begged us to play this game again. We are once again playing Cards Against the Humanity, showing how awful we are.
I think the listeners are more awful for wanting us to do this again.
So here's the thing. This is not going to be a regular thing, right? People loved it so much. It's like maybe once a year. Maybe once a year. So it's 2015. We're getting that out of the way now.
Right. How often does Munchkin Land come out?
Every week.
Oh, okay.
So one out of 52 times, possibly.
Gotcha.
Cards Against Humanity, we do have the Kickstarter tabletop booster pack from Will Wheaton's tabletop Kickstarter shuffled in with this. Here's how it works. This is a filthy, nasty, horrible game. We all feel like horrible people already. And we're going to say it again. If you've got kids in the room, get them out of the room. Don't listen to this with your speakers blaring at work or you will be fired. What else can we say, Rodrigo?
I do like the visual of somebody listening to this on their headphones and then like their kids are in the room and like, kids, get out of the room. They can't hear it.
So the way this goes, we each have 10 white cards. We're going to start by naming one person, Rob, who will draw the first black card.
I'm Rob.
And we'll play it. And Rob gets to choose the black card has the first part of a sentence. And then we pick which one is going to be the last part of the sentence. And then we flip them all over. Rob reads them all. And then whichever one he likes the best, that person gets a point. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. You've been warned.
All right, first card. Hey, you guys. Or hey, you guys want to try this awesome new game? It's called...
That's always promising.
like Steven goes, warn you.
Hey, I didn't say we weren't going to laugh, right? I just said that we're horrible people.
You are really proud of yourself for this card, though, sir. Wow.
But it wasn't laughter. It was like evil chuckles. Like,
all right.
All right. So what do we got? What do we got? Mix them up so we don't know whose is whose. Hey, you guys want to try this awesome new game? It's called Really Guys Pooping Back and Forth Forever.
Sounds awesome.
The pooping position.
Good. Let's just get it out of the way.
And throwing a virgin into a volcano.
Which one's it going to be, Rob?
I'm going to go with the pooping position because it's the one that most makes sense as an actual game title.
Sure.
Point for me.
Good for you.
Yay. All right.
So this is a poop game.
Nice. Each of you guys draws a card.
Oh, yeah, you guys.
And we go clockwise.
Do I draw a card or not? Just wait.
You played a card.
Yeah.
Well, he's the next
draw, you draw, oh, a okay. White
draw
card.
White
card.
Draw a white card.
Okay.
And then clockwise.
All right.
Unless you're in Australia.
Yes.
You play counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise.
For my turn, I will spend 4 gold and allocate all 3 workers to blank. This must be one of the tabletop cards.
Maybe.
Yeah. He put all the tabletop cards on top.
Oh, yeah, in the top area.
Oh, I see the other one.
Oh, yeah, so all of these, all of the first, whatever, 3 or 4 or 5 of these are all tabletop ones.
So these are going to be like meta game nerd cards.
Some of them, and then it gets into really awesome, terrible things.
Nice. Wish I could do a good Will Wheaton voice. All right. For my turn, I will spend 4 gold and allocate all 3 workers to Hurricane Katrina.
That's what the U.S. did.
Yeah. I will spend 4 gold and allocate all 3 workers to Vikings. Or, for my turn, I will spend 4 gold and allocate all 3 workers to spending 8 years in the Himalayas becoming a master of dice rolling and resource allocation. Well, that one's awfully reflective. Now I'm going to spend 4 gold and allocate all 3 workers to Hurricane Katrina.
Really?
I like that one. I am. Yes.
I was just like, this is the only one that actually seems like something you could allocate to.
All right, you guys ready for this?
No.
Backers who supported Tabletop at the $25,000 level were astonished to receive blank from Will Wheaton himself. That was fast.
All right, we'll go with that one.
All right, let's see. Backers who supported Tabletop at the $25,000 level were astonished to receive Assless Chaps from Will Wheaton himself.
I forgot. You're not supposed to drink while the answers are being read.
You okay?
Backers who supported Tabletop at the $25,000 level were astonished to receive a Wesley Crusher blow-up doll from Will Wheaton himself. Backers who supported Tabletop at the $25,000 level were astonished to receive a disappointing season of Tabletop that's just about tables from Will Wheaton himself. I feel like I have to go with the non-tabletop one, so that's Assless Chaps.
Yay,
from Will Wheaton.
That was mine.
There you go. All right.
I think the Will Wheaton blow-up doll there would be...
All right, here we go. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of blank. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of blank. Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of... God dang it, you guys. The gaze.
Another magic.
Alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of Nickelback. Or alternative medicine is now embracing the curative powers of Christopher Walken. I'm going to go with Christopher Walken.
That's me.
Wow.
There you go.
Do we each have 1 point?
We each have 1 point.
Pretty even.
A nice long game of Cards Against Humanity.
All right. What am I giving up for Lent? That was quick. What am I giving up for Lent? Am I giving up? God damn it. I'm going to wait on that one. Am I giving up man meat? Am I giving up surprise sex? Or am I giving up being fat and stupid? Who played fat and stupid?
That was me.
Oh.
That was fun. That made the whole thing worth it.
Thanks. It was your turn.
All right. What do old people smell like? Old people smell like Nazis. Old people smell like an owl bear. And what do old people smell like? The porn set that Tabletop is filmed on. Oh, I think we got to go with the porn set for sure. Well done.
That was Rob.
Yeah. Yep.
Am I up?
You are up.
All right. What gives me uncontrollable gas? What gives me uncontrollable gas? Hope. Hope gives me uncontrollable gas. My vagina gives me uncontrollable gas. It is. It's difficult to control. Stephen Hawking talking dirty gives me uncontrollable gas. I'm gonna go with my vagina.
That is mine.
Oh, Brad, you're too good at this game.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. War. Huh. What is it good for? War, what is it good for? War, what is it good for? Being marginalized. War. What is it good for? A German-style board game where you invade Poland. War. What is it good for? Amputees.
Oh.
I have to go with German-style board game where you invade Poland to rob. God, you guys.
What? It's actually good for that. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on... These are always terrible. The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on same-sex ice dancing. On a mopey zoo lion.
Aww.
The Smithsonian Museum of Natural History has just opened an interactive exhibit on necrophilia. Who played necrophilia?
That's mine.
It's terrible. I told you these are always terrible.
Wow.
That was terrible.
There you
go. All right. Major League Baseball has banned blank for giving players an unfair advantage. Major League Baseball has banned the token minority for giving players an unfair advantage.
Wow. That
was low. Major League Baseball has banned centaurs for giving players an unfair advantage. Or Major League Baseball has banned roofies for giving players an unfair advantage. Oh, I think I have to go with the token minority as being the most horrible of those.
Yes, yeah. And I am the most horrible.
I thought roofies might get me there. Oh, that was
famous
terrible.
Last words. That's definitely
crazy.
Definitely someone's new ringtone, and definitely admissible in a court of law.
This is why you're not supposed to listen to this episode. Yeah.
In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Dick fingers. In 1,000 years, I think more people might have those. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Child beauty pageants. In 1,000 years, when paper money is a distant memory, how will we pay for goods and services? Shiny objects. That's what we do now. I'm gonna go with the perennial favorite, dick fingers.
Yeah. What are we here? 4-4 here.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, we're more than halfway done with this game.
God.
TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes. TSA guidelines now prohibit blank on airplanes.
I've got two good ones here.
Pick the worst one. TSA guidelines now prohibit explosions on airplanes. God, I don't... TSA guidelines now prohibit the clitoris on airplanes. TSA guidelines now prohibit...
I wonder whose card this is.
Jerking off into a pool of children's tears.
God.
This is yours, Brad.
I'm afraid so. I'm so sorry.
That's funny. That's what I kept saying last time we played this game.
Oh, golly. We can cut that round out, right?
Nope.
You earned it.
Oh, it's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with blank. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. Oh. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with Nicolas Cage. It's a pity that kids these days are all getting involved with bees. You know, with bees.
That's me.
That's reading your judge. Bees, yep. Is like my favorite card. Because bees?
All right. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of...
Ha ha!
All right. Contenders are in. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Child Abuse.
Oh, God.
Wow. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Concealing a Boner.
Breathe. Cough switch.
Yeah. All right. Oh. I shouldn't have read this one in advance. Next on ESPN2, the World Series of Cheating in the Special Olympics. I'm going to go with concealing a boner, though.
That's me.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Also my best event. All right.
I said boner on the internet.
You did.
Multiple times.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Welcome to the internet.
Yeah. Sorry.
pick two. What's the next superhero / sidekick duo? Now, how do we want to do this? Do we want to say stack them so that I read the first one, the one on top first, and then the one on the bottom, or like flip them over or what?
One on top, one on bottom.
Okay.
So the first one.
So you guys.
Sidekick, yeah. Hero.
Right.
Okay.
And you guys, like, I'm just going to turn around and you guys, like, put them in front of me somewhere so that, because it's going to be difficult to shuffle them. All right. What's the next superhero sidekick duo? Figgy Pudding and Goblins. What's the next superhero and sidekick duo? Sean Penn and a fetus. That fetus has his work cut out for him. All right. What's the next superhero sidekick duo? Dick Cheney and being a dick to children. I'm going to go with Sean Penn and a fetus.
Yay, that's mine.
Wow.
Oh, Brad.
I'm dominating.
That's so horrible that I'm winning this game.
We are so sorry, listeners.
Indeed.
So sorry.
We were only playing to seven, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank. Oh, thank God we got the boner one out of the way. Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank. After being exposed... God dang it. Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to tentacle porn. Guys! Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to the female orgasm. Mm. Or studies show that the lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to the micropenis. Tentacle porn.
That's me.
Rodrigo. I could have been so done with this episode already.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right. Okay.
But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you blank. But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you Italians. Hmm. But before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you spectacular abs. Before I kill you, Mr. Bond, I must show you 6 goddamn hours of fucking diplomacy.
God.
Who played diplomacy?
Me.
You up to 7 yet, Rodrigo?
No, I'm at like 5.
5.
1, 2, right. 3, 4, 5.
Yep. That puts you in a second.
I haven't played diplomacy in years.
I actually want to play diplomacy again.
I'm still playing a game of diplomacy.
Nice.
All right. Keeping us wrangled does not count.
Are you guys?
I'm ready.
All right. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is...
the answer that I want and the answer that's going to get the card.
My answer is spot on.
I'm
just gonna go with my. I'm just gonna go with my heart.
This game.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there's civilian casualties. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there is heteronormativity. What the hell? I can't even say that one.
Heteronormativity.
Heteronormativity. There we go. Okay. That actually works.
I don't
works.
Think that has anything to do with nativity, though.
No.
No. Okay. It does have the word nativity in it.
It does not. It's mativity.
Yeah, mativity.
Mativity.
It does if you skip four letters between the N and the A.
Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the doors, and there's a zombie with a tragic backstory. I have to go with heteronormativity.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's me.
Wow.
Good job. Well played. Where are you at? How many points do you have?
Six two, at this I point. Think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I might be able to foist off the humility of winning this game.
Maybe.
Yeah, but he's judging next.
Oh.
Oh. Yep.
Yep, I got one. So here we go, potentially for the win. Which we've probably been doing for a while now. Coming to Broadway this season, blank, the musical. It's too bad I can't play heteronormativity for everything.
Yeah, let's go with that one.
All right. Answers are in. Let's see. Coming to Broadway this season... The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The Musical. The sad ending. Coming to Broadway this season, The Great Depression, The Musical. It's a very historical event of Broadway. Coming to Broadway this season, Firing a Rifle into the Air while balls deep in a squealing hog, The Musical. I've seen it. It's not that great. I'm going to go with The Great Depression.
Oh, and I did win this game.
Oh, you did win this game.
Wow.
So what do you think there, Brad?
I am really ashamed of a couple of those things that I did in the last 20
right?
minutes.
Only a couple. Well,
yeah. So again, but these don't reflect our...
No. No.
These are only trying to win the game, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what we're trying to do. Win the game.
We're winning. We're all picking the best card.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That was shameful. Yep.
This is just with the tabletop expansion, which was only not that many cards. There are 6 expansion sets for this, and then there are spin-off games like what is it, Time Lords Against Humanity or something. There's a Doctor Who one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a Star Trek one. That's all kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
But so apparently if you've played apples to apples, it's this is the adult version of that.
Really horrible Doctor Who jokes.
I guess. I don't know. I was looking on Amazon the other day to go, oh, what's another game we can play? Oh, my goodness. There's this many expansion sets for Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah. Yeah. The thing about the Cards Against Humanity expansions and even just add-ons like this is like everybody really has to be on the same page with how much they like that property.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like I haven't watched an episode of... I've never watched a full episode of Tabletop. So I'm like, some of these references, like, I recognize the structure of a reference something.
Yeah.
But I've never seen it.
Yep. Yep, I agree. And definitely, as we've said before, if you're going to play this at your next game session, make sure that everybody's on board with this and is okay with you all being horrible, horrible people. Because, man, you could really offend some people. And if we've offended you, the listener... We're sorry, but we did warn you at the top of the show not to listen to this.
And it's all Steven's fault.
Are you going to go pour, like, ammonia in your eyes and try to wash out all the bad?
Yes. I'll jam Q-tips into my ear holes.
I don't think it's possible to wash out that much bad.
And we didn't even get halfway through the deck. We're only, like, what, a fourth of the way through the deck?
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh.
Larger games last longer.
Well, obviously. Thank goodness we don't have to worry about this for at least another 52 episodes.
And really, you don't want to.
No.
Honestly, we played, my brother, I want to say, got it, and we played it with my family, and we got through the majority of the deck just playing and having a blast and everything. And then, like, we played it again, and it was like, oh, we've seen this. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe that's why you need those expansion sets.
Yeah. if you want to play it more frequently. But really, Cards Against Humanity for me is like a once in a while game.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
You can't play it very frequently because you just remember all the stuff.
Yep, exactly.
Like Dead Parents being the best card to play in Batman's Guilty Pleasure.
Right.
And then Greg getting cranky because he had Dead Parents for 10 rounds and then drew Batman's Guilty Pleasure to judge.
Hmm.
All right, listeners, there you go. You asked for it. You got it. Cards Against Humanity. If you, I don't know. What's the close on this one? It's not cheating if you get the biggest laugh.
It's not cheating if Roadhead.
Wow.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.